This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Joe, before we get to this heat situation here, let people know that we do have tickets to give away. For tomorrow's game. So,
what's the heat situation? You scared the hell out of me. He's back-to-back
thing,
games?
The 15 minutes of heat.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, I probably shouldn't have called it a situation. Anyway, we
Hey, Woody, it sounded better than you having Messi just showing up and standing there in the corner like Jimmy Butler did for two games.
I don't know. I think it's a different
damn,
situation.
Damn, speaking of Jimmy Butler.
God. Yeah, he's playing well, huh?
God, I hate you, Jimmy Butler.
That's things. I thought you liked the Warriors. What is this?
I don't like them. I'm not sure I like Steph Curry anymore.
Come on, dude.
Steph Curry now all of a sudden he gets Jimmy Butler and he looks like he's playing like he's 25 years old. If you notice, like every night he's like hitting like 7 of 13 on threes.
He's rejuvenated.
And, yeah, everybody and apparently. Jimmy. Draymond's not hurt as much.
They're drinking the coffee.
And Jimmy Butler had 25 last night. And of course, that's one of my, just check the score.
If they make a playoff run, that would be tough to watch.
They're already in the top six spots. They're moving up.
I know.
And the only story better than Golden State right now, if there is one, is the Lakers are also.
That's not a good story.
The Luka.
That's a team that benefited from the worst trade in the history of sports.
Boy, it looks worse every day, doesn't it? Now I see
the Mavericks.
Mark Cuban's coming out and said, I tried to get to him. It was too late. Called the GM. I said, I know I'm not in charge. I sold it. I got my $3 billion. But as a fan and a guy that's been involved and still has a little piece of the team, this is a really bad move. And he goes, too late. We're making the move. By the way, that guy will not last long as a general manager.
Nico.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell his name. It doesn't matter what his name
he's
is.
Gonna he's going to be Deco soon. Pretty soon. He's going to be Deco gone.
That's not a great story, though. I mean, it's nice to see LeBron as someone to play with, I guess. But
They're a lot better than
anybody
thought.
The Golden State story, that's...
No, that's a good story.
I do like Steph. It's tough to dislike Steph.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I know. I know you still love the Warriors. You just had to come around on Jimmy. You're a little bit scorned right now because Jimmy screwed you down
all of
here.
A sudden, and Jimmy ends up on my friggin' team I grow up watching, you know?
You think if he would have given him the contract in the offseason, he would have just played like
Jeff
this?
Jeff Mullins, Rick Barry, Nate Thurman, Al Addles. God, and now I got Jimmy Butler.
He's good.
It really hurt if they go on and win the whole thing. I don't think it's going to happen, but he gets them to the finals, and I'm like, damn. And we got to just, we can say whatever we want, but it would sting a little bit.
They're going to the finals, no. But they might make a playoff run. But you didn't even answer my question. Like, do you think if the Heat would have given him the contract in the offseason – like you wanted,
I don't know.
Would this have been?
I don't know.
Or would he have still
honestly,
dogged it down?
I don't know. I don't know where he has it because Jimmy's about. It was about time was up, and we
lost his joy.
lost his joy and whatever else he says that
he's found
all of a
now,
sudden
though.
Got back and he's enjoying himself again. By the way, we got a lot of stuff. Phones about that time, man. GMs and agents starting to warm up that phone, talking. You can start negotiating contracts on Monday. And when I hear that, there's this area called light gray or dark gray that's going to happen starting probably, it's already started. I think it started at the combine, where you're warming everybody up to your clients and teams are going, we're interested in your client and all that stuff that's taking place. And so this weekend, you should start hearing things. I got to get to one guy specifically. I'm really torn on this one before I get into it. Javon Holland. There are now reports that Javon Holland's got a lot of teams interested in him. He's young, has not been very productive numbers-wise for numbers important to safeties the last 2 years. First 2 years, pretty darn good. I thought as a rookie he was unbelievable. Got a lot out of him. They're talking about this guy getting between 15 and 20 million a year. There's been different teams, the Jets, the Panthers, the Titans have all been teams that some of them have been mentioned that looking for a young safety. And believe if they get him in his system, if he plays in their system, they can get more out of him because he can do a lot of different things. He can cover, he can blitz. He's got, I think, 5 interceptions in his career. The problem, and some people, Bo and I go back and forth on this, and I said, Bo, man, he just off of what he's done. I know he is salty about his contract, but I thought if he was salty that he didn't get the new contract when they were passing him out last year before the season started, I thought, and maybe it's old school thinking, I'm going to show them, I'm going to have a great year and then flip them off and I'm going somewhere else and get paid. And or I'm going to force you guys to give me a big contract. And he didn't do it. He had, you know, it's funny. I think you remember what his one play, that in first game of the year, he has one of the great plays of the season. They're going in to score. It's probably going to be ball game. And he comes over at about the, 2 or 3 yard line, forces a fumble. Dolphins recover it and go on to, the whole game flips around. Dolphins finish it out with a big fourth quarter, get the big comeback. And that was the play. His forced fumble was the biggest play in the game. I know Tyreek Hill had a big long catch and run for a touchdown, but the play that really, you're going to lose that game. You're going to lose your opener against Jacksonville, who ended up being a terrible team. He ends up with 62 sacks, 62 tackles, 1 sack, and 1 forced fumble. That was his play of the season. And I like Javon, and I think Javon's got, I'm always amazed when I watch him. And when he makes those plays and he takes a 99-yard interception and runs it back for a touchdown against the Jets, and I'm like a lot of people, I go, man, this guy, he can cover. If you're shorthanded, he can play in a slot and cover and you don't miss much. I mean, he's got all this physical talent. And I get why teams are interested in him. But I just don't see the numbers. They're not there. And so I know the Dolphins have said we'd like to have him back, but not at what he's going to get on the open market.
That number is pretty high. So you're saying let him walk.
You got to let him walk. Yeah, and that one, you can dogpile on Chris Greer for a zillion things. I can help you. But letting Javon Holland or telling Javon, I mean, I can hear nice Chris Greer doing this saying, hey, we really like you, but you're going to get some big offers on the open market. And trying to get him, and at the same time telling his agent, look at the numbers and look at the other safeties' numbers. Look at the starting safeties for the Rams. They're rookies. One's a rookie free agent, the other one's a third round pick, and they had 4 interceptions each. So I understand, I do, in this situation, but they're saying he might get up to $80 million contract with more than $40 million guaranteed. God bless him. I'm not a hater. But Javon is not going to be here. And I don't know how everybody feels. I got a lot of people in my life going, Joe, he's really, you can't let him go, man. He is.
A lot of people are saying that.
Going, hey, That's on the team to put him in better situations, to make more plays. And I knew last year, I don't know,
Well, wasn't he the one that cried the most about Fangio?
So, he was up there. He and Jalen Ramsey was right. Pretty close.
Didn't he post a little video afterwards, a kick in the rocks or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then I think he congratulated Vic and said, hey, coach there,
maybe
still
you were
pretty
right.
Good. Maybe you're on to something. Yeah, it was a bad look for Javon. It was, and everybody thought, hey, listen, I run stuff. I don't need your ideas. I've got ideas of my own, and I think I'm the best at what I do. And Vic, those guys didn't have a problem with him this year because they went out and had the number one defense in the NFL.
So what, like, approach are you taking this offseason if you're the Dolphins, right? Because they know it's a one-year deal here. That's the problem is you're not building towards the future. You got to go they're trying to keep their jobs, right?
Yes. Yes. No matter what they say.
No, they're in survival mode.
I mean, they seriously, and they can say, hey, we can't worry, but we got to do what's best for the team. But when they go home at night.
This is save my ass mode, yeah.
The conversation changes. I totally agree with everybody that's been saying this.
That's why I think the draft is so irrelevant for this team. Like, and I know you disagree, and you're right. But I think these guys just got to look at this like we got to plug these holes and save ourselves here.
Woody.
No matter how bad it sets this thing up in the future.
No. And I've told you why. You just can't go out and have a team full of 30. You can't go out and it's impossible.
But if you were trying to save your job.
Woody, you know what you do to save your job? You go out and draft well. You draft well in a system where your coaches can coach them up. That's what you need to do. Chris Greer is forced this year. This is the most he's had, draft picks. He's got to make this work. He has got to make this work through the draft. This free agent thing that's going to start, because the draft's not for a while, it'd be nice to get some nice pieces, and maybe they're going to spend $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, $13,000 on a player or two, but they got to do it through the draft. We can talk about all this stuff. Listen, we went back and gave this thing to Chris Greer. This is just a fact. 2020 and 2021, we gave Chris Greer 5 number one picks and 4 number two picks. That's a lot of high friggin' picks, folks. Throw in a couple of threes in there.
Sound like Jeff Ireland.
And we haven't been able to flip it around for a lot of reasons, from injury. We've lost some guys already. Robert Hunt's really good, but he was too expensive. We've had some of that. We're going to lose Javon for whatever. He most likely is not going to come back. And honestly, out of those picks, we haven't been able to get a superstar. Tua's got the injury bug. He's part of that thing. The big thing was to go for it. We got to hit on a lot of these picks, and we did not hit on a lot of these picks. And that is 100% on Chris Greer. That is, they put Chris Greer in charge of those drafts, and some pretty high picks in there, and not all his fault when guys get injured and that stuff, but it just so you're playing catch up, man. But you got to do it through the draft. It's got to be through the draft. We'll have Omar Kelly on a little bit later.
Jeff this morning.
We got fours, fives, and sixes.
Right.
What we need are threes, twos, and ones.
Man.
And I got to find out, we have to find out who those threes, twos, and ones are if we have any of those guys.
By the way, that's in camp he said that. That's summer camp when he made that dumbass comment.
Times.
The dumbest comment ever made by general manager Jeff Ireland, who continues to be assistant GM.
He's doing a good
Saints job.
Can I ask you just really quick, just to clarify this, Javon Holland, how is he in the locker room? Because everyone seems to have their opinion. They're all in the locker room, so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm not there.
Okay. You had a major hesitation.
I did.
I feel like you
because,
maybe don't want to
because,
say anything.
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
Because I've heard both.
Okay.
I do know when he didn't get that money, the personality changed a little bit.
Hmm.
What did everybody say when they dished out money to Ramsey and Tyreek Hill at the Brighton game, those big extensions to make him the highest paid player? They left one guy out.
Yeah. They did.
And he was pissed. Like, let's be honest, he was pissed. It changed everything a little bit. The question was he going to ball out and show these MFers and screw you and, hey, Chris Greer, stay out of my face. I don't even want to see you and just go about his business, like, and go, I'm going to play my ass off and somebody's going to pay me. Well, somebody is going to pay him, but it's a great question, by the way. And I don't know how he was. I think he's a pretty good teammate. But I got to tell you, man, I have seen him play with guys that didn't get that new contract. And things change a little bit. Things change a little bit, you know, especially when everybody – hey, man, everybody else in the fifth grade class gets a candy bar and they forget about your kid. All right? Everybody on Valentine's Day got the nice big basket of I love you little hearts. Except one kid. He's pissed. He's hurt. And that's what happened. And I don't know what they said to him. I have no idea. Only they know for sure. But that, by the way, that is the question of the day. And I don't know for sure except the things that I hear. He was great with me.
Well, I got a juicy follow-up for you, but we'll do it on the other side if you don't mind.
Yes, we got to go to break here.
I got someone sent in a really good question, and I do want to hit you with this.
Yeah.
When we get back, as far as players stepping in and making impacts and all that stuff, so I'll ask you that when we come back.
Yeah, man, we got a little bit of everything. Matter of fact, the overnight guy coming in here this morning was on Tua, called out Tua. You know, played 11 games and won 1-4 against playoff teams. The Rams win was all he had, and he played. He played in, I think, all the teams that we played in the playoffs. He played in all those games.
They're talking about the narrative overnight.
Yeah.
Damn, the narrative, bro.
Yeah, no, it came, and that came from wherever you're doing that show. That wasn't
even. How much
even
you hate that word? Where does that rank in your things that you dislike with the Dolphins? I know too deep really bothers you.
Got tired. We burn words. I've noticed when Mike McDaniel throws a word out, then the team picks up on it, usually yeah, Tua, yeah. And then it spreads. Have you noticed?
Yes, I have.
I mean, they got so stuck up, they'll stuck on too deep that. And by the way, I thought it was just me, and then I hear all my former teammates going, do you hear that sneaking too deep? said, you wouldn't have been in the league if it wasn't for two deep. I go, yeah, it's a good
you
point.
You and Bo need like a ranking of the things that bother you the most now.
Narrative.
Narrative right up kills there. You.
Hey, we got to go
those
to break
practices,
here.
I know, grind your guys' gears pretty good, too.
Only when you don't win.
Hey, they win in practice.
Hey, man, Bill Walsh. I told you, Bill Walsh wasn't practicing back when everybody was killing each other, and he's over there in shorts and T-shirts. But when you have Ronnie Lott and those guys, it's a little different situation. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh, it's Friday. I called Atlantic Men's Clinic Day, ED and low T. Boy, I'll tell you what. I love going in there. Love getting my checkup and getting checked out. And about once a month, they test you to make sure you're doing everything the safe way, the right way, and getting the best results. It's part of why if you're going through low T and ED right now, if you're tired all the time, you're moody, you're grouchy, you have no energy, and you got no sex drive either, and your wife's looking real good, and you're just going, honey, you look real good. I'm going to bed now. Good night. Boy, I'll tell you something, man. It sucks. And I went through it a year ago. I did. I had a bad. Not a little bit. Full-blown. Both ways. And I did go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I got great results. I did the T, the PSA test, all the testing they do. Sat down with them. They wanted to know everything. You got to tell them the truth. You want to get great results, you're going to meet with their professionals, and they're going to have a game plan for you. Put you on the program, and you'll have great results quickly. That's what I tell you. I'm not talking like that day, but within a few weeks, you really start to notice a big difference. You do. And they have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. We're going to have more on the way. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.